Hello, this is Dangerous Day from Kennedy Malloy. I hope you're well. Thank you for subscribing to this podcast where you never miss a moment of the show. Big week coming up next week. I'll let you know who the guests are in just a moment. But let's take a look at last week and what's been the big week of Kennedy Malloy. It's our week in review.
The week started with Mick speculating as to Jane's whereabouts.
No, Jane.
She gave us plenty of notice. She's got everything.
I did give her a $500 gift voucher for Botox. And I just wonder if she's finally decided.
Like healing time?
These days they put a bucket on your head too.
Dangerous Dave revealed details of his wife's birthday celebrations.
We had Indian.
But I tell you what, we had more than enough.
What's wrong with you?
Because we had it and we had leftovers the next day.
Did they split the bill?
Well, I still had one menu log voucher left over. Because I bought it before 6 p.m, we got 10% off as well.
Lenny's on the line.
Dave, man, how the hell are you still married? You are the tightest individual I've ever heard.
Thank you.
Let alone in Australian radio, man.
Nerrily Meadows joined us off the back of the Wallabies All Blacks Bledisloe draw.
13-3 in the second half, had the final kick of the game. It was unbelievable.
And they've got to go to Eden Park. This is how we fight back. When they do the haka,
yeah,
we respond with a nut book. That will get in their mental kitchen.
Have you been paying attention? Tom Gleisner called in.
I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here. They're doing the series Northern New South Wales.
In the Wollumbar.
If you're going to be on it and you're coming from anywhere that's got half a case, you have to quarantine for about 14 days. Producers, they're so desperate. They're chasing talent from the Gold Coast. Apparently, there's no restrictions on travel between those two places. Gold Coast celebrities are basically bikies, strippers, or members of the Irwin family. It doesn't leave you a lot of room to move.
Jane was back on deck Tuesday.
Hello, everybody. Day off. Had an RDO.
Yeah, well, I didn't get enough notice. You only gave me 3 days notice.
Yeah.
Last time I gave you an hour and a half.
Yeah, I remember.
And shared with us Bindi Irwin's latest pic of her ever-increasing animal-sized baby bump.
She says, baby girl is doing great. Every time we get an ultrasound, she's incredibly energetic and always moving around.
Revealing the baby is now the same size as a mountain pygmy possum. He previously compared the baby to the size of a hatchling Aldabra tortoise.
Oh,
call me back when it's the size of a wombat.
Callers shared their disappointing travel destinations.
Cairo, what an absolute dump.
The pyramids, disappointing.
Like when they're on the edge of Sunbury.
Coney Island looks fabulous. Then you walk amongst it, you realise only one ride in 10 works. The derelicts have used them as a toilet.
Tomato festival in Spain. It was the shittest thing I've ever done.
Late 80s, Fiji's Colonel Rambuka had taken it over, so the coup had started.
That'll kill your buzz on a holiday.
Stonehenge was just a big pile of rocks.
Stonehenge! I was on my way to Bath and I went there and there was a pagan ceremony going on.
Okay.
It's not normally like me, but I said, come on, everyone, let's clean up and get a job. They were literally wearing goat pelts.
Game of Thrones.
Throwing urinal cakes at them. Just going, come on.
It's got to be bad if that's what you say.
You don't want to get downwind of a pagan ritual. Let me tell you.
We interrupted lockdown handyman Andy Lee in the middle of attaching a vacuum holder to the wall.
It's not even a new Dyson.
Someone's a little bored in lockdown.
You are bored.
You're sad.
I'm impressed that you can use a drill, though.
See, now all our female listeners are going, see, he just gets better and better. We know he was Bachelor of the Year. We know he's funny. He's entertaining. And now, around the house, he's probably got the tool belt on.
Andy writes kids' books.
Nothing but the tool belt, Mick.
Come on.
Mick sparked some trouble at home on Wednesday.
I ring my twin boys up, Fred and Lenny.
Yeah.
Put it on speaker.
Mm.
I had this fantastic dream. Lenny, Fred was fat as a house. He couldn't keep up with us when we were walking, so we just tore off. Then he couldn't get on his bike. He was that fat. We're laughing. Mm. I'm going, Fred. And their mother pointed out Fred had run off to the room bawling.
Yes, of course. Because if you say a kid's fat,
he's a little boomba in my dreams.
Don't say that.
And Jane's dream took a Stefanovic turn with Carl and his wife.
You know what it was?
Pete Stefanovic anywhere?
He wasn't lurking anywhere. We were looking at a bed, but it was like an outdoor bed.
Jane.
An outdoor bed?
They're going, do you like the new bed? And it was round.
Did you make love?
Round? No.
Bad.
It was more an interior design dream.
You just said it was outside.
It was.
Well, how can it be interior design if you're...
Good point.
Because it's still styling of their outdoor entertaining area.
You're having an orgy on a round bed that's outside. Yeah.
Dad-to-be Dave Reynolds joined us ahead of this year's Bathurst.
Dave, pull a finger out. We'll all be barracking for you on the weekend. You're riding for three now, aren't you?
You had a little chat to the baby bump this morning, which I thought was really cute.
Your mother's the most beautiful thing I've ever seen, but she goes crazy from time to time.
Sounds like The Exorcist.
So obviously, I did that, and then she goes, can I record? And I said, okay. Swear on the kid's life that you'll never post it. She's posted it and now it's gone on national radio. So yes.
Will Anderson joined us with the return of Gruen and soap.
I've had this ad where they were like, we don't even care which soap you use as long as you use soap. And I'm like, that is the most insincere line in the history of advertising. It's really just them saying, oh my God, we're back.
Newlywed Jim Jefferies joined us from LA.
I told me, well, I've got one more kid in me, but we got to do it before I'm 45. So we're starting to talk about all that type of stuff. He goes, well, if I have a daughter, I want to call her Sarah. I said, that's nice. I used to go out with a girl called Sarah.
That's the end of Sarah.
She goes, we're not calling our daughter after any girl you've ever slept with. So my daughter's going to be called Barry.
But the sound's still on everyone's mind this week.
I've seen you with your hair down.
With Steve Smith's reimagined version of Mitch Rosell's All I Need to See.
My new cowbell song.
And we were keen to hear what former Aussie skipper and cricketing great Steve Waugh made of this new Smith sound.
I've seen all I need to see.
You wouldn't have stood for that in the Australian cricket rooms, would you?
It's a work in progress, you know, he's got potential. I think Guy Sebastian's taking him on as a mentor, so he's probably got his work cut out there a bit. But,
yeah, that'd be fine with me. Because I've seen all I need to see.
Next week on the show, Narrowly Meadows, of course, from Dubai with our sports wrap. We've got Rob Halford on the show. He's from Judas Priest, one of the original, in fact, the OG heavy metal bands. And he's written a new memoir. Rob Halford will be joining us. We've got Merrick Watts as well, Scott Darlow, Adam Rosenbucks, Ivor Davies will be on the show from Ice House, and Jane's boyfriend, Dr. Chris Brown, as well. That's all next week. Thanks for listening to Kennedy Malloy.